Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God's on My Side. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
This life is the briefest thing we'll ever do. Even if you live 100 plus years, it's the briefest thing you'll ever do. But already, we're on our way. Somebody say, I'm on my way.
On my way.
Can you make it all the way?
Yes.
Why? Because.
That's right.
Because of who is for you.
That's right.
Who is helping you more than we know.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
He's on our case in a good way.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
He's on our situation. He's already got mapped out for us. He's already got it prepared for us, provided for us. Is it true or not? He's already blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. He's already given us everything that pertains unto life and godliness. Him who knows the end from the beginning has chosen us in Him, predetermined our perfection in Him, and is with us every step of every day of the entire way. And I'm convinced I'm going to make it. Anybody in here besides me, you convinced? I'm going to make it. What do you mean? I'm going to make it. I'm going to run my race. I'm going to finish my course. Hallelujah. I'm going to hit the finish line. And I'm going to hear, well done. You've been faithful in a few things. I'm going to make you ruler over much. And it won't be because I was so smart or did everything so perfectly. It was because of who had me, who was helping me. Yeah, you need to cooperate with Him, but if you'll just give Him something to work with, He can do amazing things. If you just give Him a little bit. My. Keep reading. Whom He did predestinate, He called. Whom He called, He justified. Whom He justified, them He glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Say that out loud.
If God
be for us,
who
can be
against us?
And I think a word maybe you could use, who can successfully be against us? Well, if God's for us, then in order for somebody to successfully be against us, they got to be bigger than Him. They got to come through Him. They got to defeat Him. Ain't happening. Nobody's bigger than Him. If you stay in Him, stay with Him, nothing could be successfully against you. The danger is getting away from Him. That's the danger. Rebelling against Him, leaving Him, going your own way, then you're like the little rebellious sheep that left the shepherd's protection, left the safety of the flock, and there is a big bad wolf out there. There is a roaring lion, is that right? Looking for something to devour. But if you stay with Him, and if you're a smart sheep, you don't rebel. You stay close. You say like the psalmist, my soul follows hard after thee. If you're a smart sheep, if the shepherd stops suddenly, you run into him. Is that right? That's how close you are. Why? Because it's the safest spot on the planet. You want to stay close to those powerful arms. You want to stay close to that amazing rod and staff that can brad the head of a wolf so quick, that can knock a lion senseless in the blink of an eye. You want to stay close to that. Don't you? Close, very close. He said, if God be for us, who can be against us? Keep reading. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Most Christians don't believe that. Most Christians do not believe this. Say, what? You heard me. They believe God is against having all things, especially things of a certain caliber, things of a certain price. See how quiet it got? Hold your place. Go to 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy 6th chapter. Now, we haven't digressed. It'd be fine if we took a side journey. But we're talking about what God is for and what God is against. Their people have said ugly things about folks like me and you by association. The folks have called me a crook and called you a fool. Because they don't believe God is for you having all things. Y'all are quiet. 1 Timothy, did you find it?
Yes, sir.
1 Timothy 6. He's talking about men who think gain is godliness. And of course it's not. Verse 5, 1 Timothy 6, 5. Men of corrupt minds, destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness, from such withdraw yourself. But godliness with contentment is great gain. We brought nothing into this world. It's certain we can carry nothing out. Having food and raiment, let us be there with content. People stop there and they don't read the rest of the chapter. What he's saying is absolutely right. The love, verse 10, the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Brother Hagin, my father in the faith, said on one of the visitations he had of the Lord, that the Lord was teaching him about how to be led by the Spirit. And if you hadn't read his book, what's the one? It's the white one that's got the dove on the front. It's How to Be Led by the Spirit. Is that the name of it? I think that's the name of it. If you hadn't read that, oh, I recommend it. Get it, get it, get it. And the Lord taught him about the inward witness and how to listen and how to be led, and just scripture after scripture after scripture. And he said, among other things, he said, the Lord told him, said, if you'll learn how to follow the leading of my Spirit, I'll make you rich. Head of the church, telling him this. Now, a lot of people just don't believe that. They'd scoff at that. They'd mock at that. They'd go, no, he did not. And that is a revelation that they don't really believe that God is for them to that degree. And he had problems in his thinking at that point. When he heard that, it didn't sound right to him. What the head of the church is telling him doesn't sound right to him. But the Lord told people when he was here on the earth, he said, your traditions have made the word of God of none effect. And people, they will cling to their old traditions of men and reject the scriptures and fight you about it. They'll fight you like it's the Word of God, and it's contrary to the Word of God.
Yes.
He said the Lord knew his thoughts. He knows your thoughts too, don't he? He said, this is what he told him. He said, I'm not opposed to my children being rich. I'm opposed to them being covetous. Is that true or not? Would that agree with scriptures? I'm not opposed to my children being rich. And yet, just saying that phrase rubs religion the wrong way. Rich. 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 That word bothers people. It bothers people. It's like, because they believe God is against that. Oh boy. He said, the love of money, not money, the love of money is the root of all evil. He goes on to say in verse 17, same chapter, all this flows together. Don't stop early, read all of it. Charge them that are rich in this world to get rid of them riches. Because God's opposed to all that. No. What is God for? What is God against? It's convoluted in people's minds. They're confused about these things. What God is for. What God is against. Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not what? High-minded. Nor trust in uncertain riches. It's not even about the riches. It's about your heart. And your mind. It's about who you look to as your source. And who you rely on. And what's number one in your life. And whether you're haughty and proud. Did you hear that phrase? Brother Hagin said, you either believe this or not. Now, I believe. I was around the man for decades. I believe he actually saw the head of the church. And I believe he told him this. And don't just believe it because he said it. I believe it because scriptures say it. And I believe it because it bears witness with my spirit. He said, the Lord told him, he said, if you'll learn how to be led of my spirit, I'll make you rich. Why? He's for you. He wants to help you. He wants your things to go well. He wants you to have everything you need and more beyond. True or not? Is he for you?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God's on My Side, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 2nd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.